With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or finally just want to know your options, call the experts at Republic Tax Relief and stop collections immediately. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau with a 5-star rating from Yelp, this veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go it alone. Call their hotline number now, 800-785-7188. That's 800-785-7188. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-785-7188. 7188 or go to republictaxrelief.com.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with their Memorial Day sale happening May 22nd through the 25th. All Nike golf shoes are 25% off. Score an epic deal on Callaway's epic flash driver, now only $349. Save big with the G400 driver, now only $249. Remember, the more you buy, the more you save, and receive up to 25% off all apparel. Edwin Watts Golf Shops Memorial Day sale happening May 22nd to May 25th. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers since 1968.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Club Car Personal Transportation Vehicles offer quality dynamic power options with a completely customizable design engineered to fit your every adventure. Now's the time to take advantage of special financing and cash discounts with $500 to $1,500 off select in-stock models through May 31st. Contact Lads and find the club car that's right for you.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Let's up your life.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Every home has a to-do list. That leaky drain, bare spots on the lawn, repainting the trim. To finally get that to-do list done, call in a pro. Over the past 20 years, HomeAdvisor has connected over 100 million homeowners with trusted local pros. And during these times, we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the HomeAdvisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit HomeAdvisor.com/start for details. That's HomeAdvisor.com/start.
This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. Live on the radio.
We're happy and we're singing and we're happy.
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Who that? Hey, who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, cause now I'm getting hot enough to even wanna stay at home. And she can't tell the difference, I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television, and did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my tables turned. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, I got that flame. Who that, I got that flame.
All right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Thursday, May 21st. And it feels like things are opening back up. I know we've said that the last couple of days, and the news keeps coming. I saw the Division I Council yesterday after we were off our show, vote to allow student athletes and football, men's and women's basketball, to get back on campus June 1. John, I know we're happy, right? Because that means Memphis basketball, Memphis football can all sort of get on track to what we hope is the return of sports, right? Happy to see this news, no?
Oh, very happy to see this news.
The light bulb went off, right? I mean, this is the good news on your shoulder, the good news bird on your shoulder yesterday. Look, we're all hoping for sports to come back safe as it can be. And you've read today over at ESPN the cost of what it would be if college football didn't come back. $4 billion it would cost Group of Five schools, Power Five schools, excuse me, ESPN reports, if you didn't have football. That's one of the reasons it's got to get back, right? One of the reasons why some of these ADs say they'll play, you know, without fans, got to move on.
Well,
just because it'll cost them so much if they don't.
I mean, listen.
And we know it'll cost more to schools like Memphis if you don't bring back.
Yesterday
tickets.
Was a very newsy day in sports because it was all pretty much universally good news. You had the Ohio State AD saying that I could see a scenario where we have 20 to 25,000 fans.
He had fans back in, yeah.
And then he did clarify later and said, you know what, we could actually have as many as 50,000 fans. I don't want to give off an impression that we can only have 20,000 fans. So that happened. The NBA says they're going to issue guidelines for players to return by June 1st.
June 1st.
Which, again, is another sort of baby step in terms of getting the NBA back. College athletes. Now, again, you leave it to the local governments and the policy makers in those regions. But college athletics said basketball players, football players can come back starting June 1st. That's 10 days away. And so you just felt like, you know, you're free again, Jason.
Getting there. We are. And I'm happiest. I tell you what I'm happiest for. Yes, sports coming back. And, you know, selfishly, that's good for us, for the show, for all of us, for our mental state of mind. But happy, too, that with this sort of symbolically representing a return to normalcy, hopefully, too, it's our confidence level going up. It's jobs coming back and all that. Because you look around, these numbers are stark with unemployment. And you hope sports, like, right, in this point, represents life. Right? All of it coming back in terms of a sense of normalcy, as much as we can get back to it. What we know is it'll be a new normal. It's going to look different, but I think we're all ready to get to it and start finding out what that looks like.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, are you going to have Landers Nolly eligible? Are you going to have DeAndre Williams eligible? Is Mac McClung coming? You can start asking yourself questions like that, and maybe we'll soon get answers. You know, maybe this is all truly coming back.
Maybe it is,
Instead
Jason.
Of just being a dream, John.
Well, it does feel like
glory.
This has changed pretty drastically overnight. Like, just the...
It's because of the money they'll lose, let's be real.
Well, that was always going to be a big part of it, right? Like, just the financial...
Well, when the rubber hits the road.
Exactly. But you know what? I mean, we were talking about, okay, is the season going to get... You know, we had Tony Barnard on the show yesterday. You know, he was saying, you know, a month ago, he was probably 50-50 as to whether the college football season would happen. Now it feels like everybody to a man is saying, yes, absolutely, a college, you know, NFL is going to happen. So it just feels like the news is all good for sports, and God knows, you know, we need it for morale reasons.
There'd be no football.
Yeah, I mean, there was a time, right? I mean, there
was
a time.
So we've come a long way here in a relatively short time, even though it's felt, let's be real, this short time's felt like an eternity. We've come a long way in terms of what we feel like is possible now. And now we're talking about, again, whether you can have fans in there or not. That just alone represents a great distance travel, because at one point, like we were saying, you didn't even know football and sports were possible.
Absolutely.
Now you feel like at least you'll have that.
And what you learn is in America, anything and everything is possible with just a little bit of ingenuity and want to.
You're inspiring today. You've come in here. You're inspiring on a Thursday.
Well, it's a good day for a lot of different reasons. Mm-hmm. And some
things
of
been looking up for you. We can tell.
Some of those we'll keep private, you know.
Okay.
But you and I kind of know the score, why I'm so happy.
Casinos.
Absolutely. Casinos. Yes.
Back open today.
Casinos is a big reason why. We got a big show planned for you today. Lots of news to get into. We're going to be joined by Bill Barnwell from ESPN. We'll talk to him about the NFL, of course, and the future season ahead. Lots to get to with Bill Barnwell. We'll do that at 12:25. At 1:25, Jeff Calkins is going to join us. He talked to President Rudd, Dr. David Rudd, over there at the University of Memphis, who seems and has really for the longest time been pretty optimistic about you know, sports and you know, school and what you're seeing. And I wonder if you're going to see this adopted kind of nationwide. Is you're seeing, and I wonder if it even goes extends to you know, grade school, universities, Syracuse, North Carolina, others. They're starting their semesters in the fall, probably 2 or 3 weeks early, mm-hmm. in the beginning of August.
Yeah, Notre Dame was one of the first. Yeah, campus,
and then they're once Thanksgiving break ends, that's the end. You're not coming back after Thanksgiving break, which I think makes some sense because, you know, you're talking about, you know, if this thing is going to become more prevalent again in the fall, you don't want to subject your campus to that. When everybody's going home, they're coming back with it. You know, that way you limit your exposure, and you can come back in the spring, in the winter semester, whatever you want to call it, and you know, again, limit your exposure to it. So I think it's smart, you know, we'll get into all that with Jeff Calkins at 1:25. So that's the show today. We are looking very forward to it, but. I don't know. I must have woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Why you say that?
Because I got up this morning and I saw a report. It actually came across yesterday, but as you know, I'm not on Twitter as much. And I saw it this morning, but it was from an Arkansas State reporter, Jason. It was from an Arkansas State reporter there in Jonesboro. Mm-hmm. And you know I have family in Arkansas and Jonesboro, and my cousin's an alum of
Arkansas
State.
I thought they were in Osceola, bro.
Yes, they're in Osceola, okay. But it's not too far from Jonesboro, right? Okay. And my cousin did go to Arkansas State. So I have no problem with the good people of Arkansas.
Oh, we know you don't have any problem with them.
I love them. I love them.
Deep ties.
You know, they're really good people. And I saw this news that the University of Memphis football program and Arkansas State were starting a new 4-game series. Now, let's back up a minute. Memphis and Arkansas State already had a 4-game series scheduled. Right now, it's on the books for 2020 through 2000, and I guess it's 23, 24. I don't know.
I'll be real honest with you, John. I'd forgotten about it.
Well, you
I'm
know.
Just going to be real honest with you. I'd let that one slip out by me. I mean, I knew again, but, you know, how many years? I think I'd forgotten.
Yeah.
So already 4 on the books.
Yeah, so you got this year. This year in Memphis.
Yep.
Next year in Jonesboro. Year after that in Memphis.
Yep.
And the year after that in Jonesboro.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've already got one 4-game series with the Red Bulls.
Four more years.
Exactly.
That's what we're doing.
And so what didn't the Red Wolves used to have a different mat? Weren't they a different mascot, Arkansas State?
Yeah.
Were they a Trojans? What did they used to be? I'll give you $500 if you guess it right. Were they the now you're Googling
people
it.
We're screaming at the
Were they the Indians?
Yeah, that's what I want to tell you. Something like along those lines, we should know. But I want to tell you that they had to change it for those reasons. Well, yeah. they didn't have to, but they wanted to.
Okay, hold on, I'm going to look it up for Arkansas State.
Yeah, I can't tell you the year they changed, but it's relatively recently. Everybody's texting.
I can't find it off the top of my head. It was an Indian. Indians, I think. I think they were the Arkansas State Indians, though? That wasn't what they were. I'm sorry. I you know, this is really embarrassing.
It's good that they've erased it from our minds like the dude in, like Men in Black. Like they've hit the light on us because that's what their hope was with Red Wolves.
Okay, so.
But it was different.
It was. You don't give a damn how different it was. You just know it was different. Memphis already has one 4-game series with Arkansas State, but they scheduled a new one. Memphis and Arkansas State have scheduled a new 4-game series that starts, I believe, in 2026, and it's also like this current one, a home and home. So I got this news today. I saw it, and my first reaction was, "Wow." This is freaking awesome for Arkansas State.
I was going to say.
This is a great development for the Red Wolves because, you know, it made a little bit more sense when both programs were sort of in the same stratosphere, like what, 10 years ago, 12 years ago? Probably a little bit even further back than that, right? Like 15 years ago. 15 years ago, this thing could produce some classic games. Arkansas State won most of them, it feels like. Certainly there, you know, in the early part of this last decade.
It was the Indians.
They were the Indians. Yeah. They were the Arkansas State Indians.
And it was 2007, 2008-ish around that time. So we were right. I thought we remember right. But at this point, we've moved so far from that it's almost hard to remember the day that it was.
What do you think about the mascot Indians? I don't know. I just feel like that's a, you know, it's not very creative. I mean, you could find a different way to say that. That's neither here nor there. But for
just to retire that imagery, remember that was
right.
Remember,
right,
and
right.
The Skins have been pretty much the last ones to say no, we're not going to do it.
And the Seminoles,
true.
You know, I think that's a
they've held out.
And the Indian and the Cleveland, the you know, I mean, I don't.
Not everyone's changed.
Yeah, so we still have some work to do. Maybe they could be the Florida State, you know, Red Wolves or whatever.
There's been that push against the Redskins has been there for a long time. It just stays there.
It does. Yeah. We just accept it anyway. So this is now 8 games this decade with Arkansas State. Okay, and my initial reaction was, I don't love it, and the part I don't love, honestly, I know you have to schedule out of conference opponents, and I know for Memphis, and I get for Memphis. That is a hell of a thing to try to do now.
It's tough.
Because you're good. You're a top 25 program perennially. You were in the Cotton Bowl last year. You won your league last year. You're not sneaking up on anybody
anymore. At one point, it was being talked about publicly. Bowen would tell you how tough it was, right? Tell you publicly it's tough to get anybody to play you because of your rise, quite frankly. And then you had President Rudd come out and say, look, but we still want to do these no matter what it looks like, 2-for-1, but we got to press harder and find these matchups. We know it's been tough. This is not a new story that it's tough for Memphis to schedule these days. It's a result of your improvement.
Yeah.
People don't want to play you because if they lose to you, it can, you know, if it's a big Power 5 school, can ruin a season for them.
Yep.
And if they win, well, they were just supposed to. So it's that age-old risk you run in terms of playing someone in quote-unquote beneath you in this point.
Yeah.
You'd love to have those games, but it's will they play you.
Exactly. So that is the biggest problem. It's like Florida State's not going to schedule Memphis. Florida's not going to schedule Memphis. You're certainly not going to get home and homes. I mean, you're getting the 2-for-1 with Arkansas, right? You're getting the 2-for-1 with Arkansas. But a lot of people have compared this to Ole Miss and Memphis, that particular series. A lot of people have said, well, in this scenario, Memphis is the Ole Miss. And Arkansas State is the Memphis, right? Where one program is clearly, from a conference affiliation standpoint, in a better situation
now, thankfully.
And Memphis. And they don't really get a whole hell of a lot out of playing, you know, the other. And for anybody that's using the Ole Miss Memphis sort of analogy to try to, you know, defend this series, I would remind you that Ole Miss has been trying to get out of the Memphis series basically since they entered into it.
For the reasons we just talked about,
yeah.
And they've sustained
right.
those losses.
Oh, I don't think Ole Miss had any clue. If they knew how good Memphis was going to be and that Memphis was going to have a chance to, you know, to beat them twice, they never, ever go into that. They never take that series. Basketball or not, they want no part of it because, you know, what was it, a 4-game series? Or maybe it was four? I think it was four, right? It was something like that. I think it was 4 games. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was a little more than that. But, you know, Memphis got 2 games out of that. I mean, so you would say from Ole Miss's perspective, that was a failure of a series for them.
Yeah, but because of that, unfortunately, it works against you in this instance because you show what you can do in a series like that and upend some folks, too. People look at you, folks on that level above you, and say, well, we're not going to do it unless it's a 2-for-1 or something like that. You're sort of pushed in that spot where your own success sort of is a double-edged sword. That said, I get where you're coming from. You know, you've already got the deal with Arkansas State. Right now, I mean, tell me their last 4 or 5 seasons. I did have it pulled up, but it's 8 wins, 7 wins. I think
they're,
you know,
solid.
They're solid, but they're not what they were in 2011, 2012. They
with
were 10
Hugh Freeze,
win team
yes.
then, and they're not
right.
certainly not where they were when this series was.
Correct.
You know, people loved it. Let's be real. So I think they've lost 4 out of the last 6 bowls they've been in as well. To make the easy point, you'd like to have this be, if you're going to do one of these, you've already got the one with them. You'd like to have it be, ideally, if it's me, an Appalachian State or a Boise State or somebody that's right there,
yep.
right, battling for what you all want, which is that group of 6 spot, New Year's Day 6 spot.
Yep.
So that's who you'd like to see. But I realize, too, where are you going with Appalachian State? You got to travel, do that one where it was in North Carolina. What is it, Boone, North Carolina? Boise State, if they want to play you, and I tell you, Boise State may look at you the same way Ole Miss does, where, nah, that one's too dangerous, but then you're headed to Idaho. In this case, I understand that going to Jonesboro, where you've been, and for a program that has to be resourceful, right? I mean, you look down the road, we're talking about, you know, how this program is going to survive over the next few years. You've got to be physically responsible. So I understand you're caught between a rock and a hard place. They may just be the next best thing. And you hope, John, that, you know, that 8-7 win team they've been, 8-5, 9-4, 2015 in the Sun Belt becomes 10-3 that you're picking them. Because again, yep. A lot of this is you're predicting the future. You're hoping that they're there by the time you get there.
Right.
You know, that it is in college football because you're scheduling so far ahead. So I'd like it to be someone else. I just don't know with where Memphis is right now, if you can get it without paying a heavy price like a 2-for-1 or something like that, then having to schedule, you know, awful teams that, again, how are you going to get somebody in there to come and watch, right, if it's just somebody to offset these 2-for-1s that you're taking and you're just setting up, you know, scrubs to sort of balance it out. It's a tough spot to be in,
right, so
scheduling Memphis football.
I'll read you a couple tweets. So Arkansas State has won 4 of the last 6. This has been competitive since 2000. We are your third most. This is
they've won 4 out of the last 6 against Memphis.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. My bowl stat.
No,
I was
your bowl stat.
Sure that's
good.
Right.
Yeah. This comes from an Arkansas State fan. We are your third most played opponent. I understand that Memphis has become very good over the last 5 seasons. Right.
Yeah.
But you guys want to act. You guys want to hate Ole Miss and then act like Ole Miss. It's a good series for both fan bases. I disagree with that part of it. I disagree that it is a good series for. It is good in some ways for Memphis. It is good that it is
the
cheap.
The drive is good.
It is cheap.
Oh, wait, I mean, we got to bring that up. You can go down there. You can watch this game.
Yes.
Again, but
do you like
are
Jonesboro
you making the drive
like
unless they're good?
I mean, it's not like Jonesboro is like some. I mean, again, I love my Arkansas people. Like, I got family there, so it's like.
Well, you can't right. So you can't dog out Jonesboro.
Well, I don't want to go to Arkansas. I mean,
but again, the diehards, the folks that have watched this program for a long time, have made that journey
before. There's nothing to do in Arkansas, man. You know, I mean, there's just. It's not like it's a, you know,
but
I want to go
drivable,
to Orlando.
It's a drivable trip at, you know, at this point. And right now, aren't you, that's, again, Memphis got
to
be.
You're trying to save money. I understand.
Memphis is trying to save money. It's trying to get fans there. It's trying to sell tickets. All of that to the extent that you can. And so, again, you are caught up. You know, it'd be a different situation if you were in a spot where you've got all the money in the world and you could gamble, take risks. And I'm not guaranteeing that, I don't even know if a Boise State would come to the table. But
right.
In Appalachian State, think about that trip. You know, how many are going with you to North Carolina? How many, you know, what's it going to cost you to get there? All of that, I get it. You know, going to Jonesboro, much cheaper for, let's face it, a program that isn't in a position where it can just be frivolous with what it's doing, with money, with schedule. But I'm with you. It doesn't excite me. And you're right. For me, I'm not taking a dump on Arkansas State when I say it's better for them than it is for you because you're giving them an opportunity to be you. To get your spot.
You're trying to lift them up.
It's unfortunately, for Memphis,
you're
unfortunately
playing
for them.
You're them 8 times in the next decade. You basically have invited them to the AFC. Like, you basically have let them in.
Well, it is. And if they have a fantastic season and you're one of them, again, a team that's been competing for New Year's 6 spot right at the top of the AAC, well, then you're in a way giving them your spot. It's Memphis wanted to graduate to a position like this, right? You didn't want to be the dog anymore. Yeah, anybody will play you when you're the dog. It's different once you grow up a little bit and you get a little nasty on that porch. That's where you're at right now. And it doesn't excite me, John, but I realize you put pros and cons. It's probably the only thing they can do at this point. It's again, a program that's been steady, and you hope that this thing rises up a little bit right with you.
I didn't want Memphis basketball to play Ole Miss in a series. That like I didn't I
think we look at that the exact same way.
Yes,
you know, in a way, but again, I would tell you that can be different, particularly
that
when
one
you've
can,
got
yes
you
because Ole Miss
is
in the SEC.
Going to be a tournament team.
Yes.
I feel
there's
like with Davis
there's actually
for most
something
years
to gain there.
Now they got Memphis kids.
Yes,
that's the other thing that can make it just like you know it may not become an Arkansas series.
No, you're right.
But there's
it'll
there's,
be interesting.
There's rights.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's going to matter as long as they're a tournament team. It helps your schedule. So that's why I'm cool. Again, when they're good with playing those guys. In this case, Arkansas State's good, and that'll be good. Hopefully for Memphis, it'll be enough to sell tickets in both ways. I realize this, but again, what you run is the risk of giving them your spot, basically, when it comes to the national attention that you now have gained.
Because, like, to me,
that's why I say, you know, playing with an Appalachian State that's right there on your level.
Right.
Right now.
Because if you lose Arkansas State, it devastates your season.
Last 4 or 5?
Does it not?
Yes, to me. In terms of nationally,
Memphis has graduated
no
to a position.
If you lose to Arkansas
no
State.
Way, to, yeah. as far as I'm concerned, especially if you lose it to them coming in here and beating you, particularly.
Right.
And again, is Arkansas State going to be good enough where
and if you
a
beat
loss
them,
there
it's
is
not going to be any kind of a statement?
That's what I'm saying. Again, you're expected to do it, much like the bigs were when they played Memphis, back in the day, like Ole Miss thought when it signed up, had to do. So it's a position that's a tough spot to be in, but it's one you wanted to be in. It's one you've earned as a result of your success. So, again, it's like a little bit of a double-edged sword at a time where Memphis needs as much fan interest, ticket sales as possible. Let's be real with what it's got coming over the next few years in terms of trying to get through.
Can you make it work? Sure. I mean, it's close. It's regional. You did have – I mean, is it a rivalry? I don't know. I mean, is it
– It once was.
Yeah.
It once was.
Yeah, in the 90s,
It's sort of the way, and again, but it's where the schools are right. It's the way I feel about UAB. It was a once pretty good rivalry,
right.
maybe even better than this one.
Right.
But is it worth Memphis playing anymore?
Right.
I've always looked at that series, Memphis and basketball. Well, again, why at this point? You're sort of holding them up at this point. What are you gaining by beating a UAB team that typically now can't even get in the NCAA tournament?
Yep.
So that's again, I'm not saying Arkansas State right now is UAB basketball. No, you've again been 9, 8, 7 wins over the last few years. But to excite me, it'd be I'd like a little more.
Well,
but
Memphis
may not be in a position. This is as much as they can excite right now.
Well,
that's probably the reality. It probably just is the reality.
Well, I think another thing that really makes it tough is that Memphis's scheduling beyond this has beyond Arkansas State has not been very good. Like the one good thing you would say right now, and again, I understand that it's very difficult because of your quality. Like, but you've got a home and home right now, Jason, with UT San Antonio on the books for 2021. Mm. You've got North Texas, which actually is pretty good because,
we're fond of North Texas because of where they've been. So it makes sense.
But that is a Conference USA home and home.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You've got –
how was that deal with Wren?
You've got a home and home with Troy in 2024 and 2025. So you've committed yourself now, to two Sun Belt teams for the foreseeable future in Troy and Arkansas State. And it's just like, is there not a level above that Memphis can get? I'm asking that question. Like, is there not a solid Conference USA team? And I guess maybe that's the North Texas part.
App State 13-1, 11-2, 9-4, 10-3, 11-2 over the last 5 years.
You're like, you're telling me you can't get a game with Louisiana Tech? I mean, why not? Why can't you get a game with Louisiana Tech? I mean, that's a game that makes some sense to me, because they're both really good. They're both sort of like the pride in their conference, Memphis, Louisiana Tech. I feel like there's motivation there. You could drive to Louisiana Tech.
Yeah. Again, you're predicting the future a little bit with predicting it. When does this start, 2026?
Well, the Arkansas State one starts this year.
I realize what you've already got on the books, but I'm saying what you're planning right here for saying
starts,
a substitute for Arkansas State.
Yeah.
It's 2026, I believe.
Right.
And so, again, you're trying to predict the future. You got to hope La Tech is good at that point. That's why I'm saying, even me taking a gamble on an Appalachian State, which, again, I would tell you is much more expensive to play, all that stuff in terms of getting over there than going to Jonesboro, you think it might stay up another, till 2026.
Yep.
But, again, much of this is – that's what I'm saying, John. They can only afford to gamble so much. I completely understand where you're coming from. It doesn't excite me either. Memphis, again, from where they're standing right now, it's almost like the only thing you can do. It's the only girl left at the dance that still looks decent enough to marry. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Memphis is definitely married now.
Personality inside and out.
Memphis has married Arkansas State.
Plus, you have a little bit of a history with her that may not excite the young generations like you.
Yeah.
But again, might be enough to get some of the old heads to go down.
This is like taking a shower though and putting your old clothes back on.
Brother, I can't fight you on that one.
And you got more money now. You got more money now. You ain't got to put the same clothes back on, Aladdin.
Mm. But they were good at the time. There were some clothes.
At the time.
The clothes you wore, there were clothes you wore a lot.
But then I got more money.
It was like me and my Randall Cunningham jersey I wore to Snowden. I'd wear it 3 out of 5 days of the week.
Yeah, but then you can afford a new jersey. You know what I'm saying? Then you can afford a Patrick Mahomes jersey. Maybe not quite Patrick Mahomes, but like a Carson Wentz jersey.
Yeah, but that's a bad analogy because I could get any jersey I want. Memphis cannot go out and schedule anybody it wants.
Okay.
That's where the that's where it dies.
But can they do better? Can they do better?
I just tried to get you App State.
I'm happy. I mean, I'm trying to get you Louisiana Tech. I mean,
Is Louisiana Tech going to be good in 2026?
Well, is Arkansas State? You know? Who the hell knows? We don't know. So, listen, there's history there. It's close. You can drive to it. It saves money. That's the good thing you can say about it. It doesn't do anything for you from a profile perspective. It doesn't raise your profile.
Oh, I mean, Herbstreit ain't going to be telling you about how big that win was.
Yeah, there ain't going to be no damn game day from Jonesboro, you know.
Maybe they'll both be undefeated. Maybe they could make it happen, John.
I don't know. But anyway, that was what got me fired up this morning. I mean, I get it. I know there are challenges in running an athletic department, okay?
Well, I am
sympathetic to that. I am sympathetic to that. Maybe we can take calls on this. If there's another side to this.
There might be a flood of folks that are ready to play the Red Wolves.
Do you guys love this series? Do you guys think it's a good idea? Do you think the Knicks could have done better? We'll take your calls. 535-3776-535-ESPN. When we come back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis is listening now more than ever to 92.9 on AM, on FM, on the radio.com app, and on smart speakers by saying play 92.9 ESPN.
Thanks to Dan at Hidden Saves Corporation, Ron at Mays Courier Services, and Merritt at Tennessee Shakespeare Company for listening to 92.9.
Let us know where you're listening. Tweet us. Get us on Facebook or Instagram. Use the hashtag #StayConnected929ESPN.
Frontier Western Store is open and ready to serve you for all your needs in boots, apparel, pet food, and more. Frontier is proud to be a local leader here in the Mid-South when it comes to boots. Stop by the store today for an incredible selection of name brand work and dress boots. Come browse aisles and aisles of top quality boots at everyday low prices in their world-famous boot showroom. Dan Post, Rocky, Durango, Twisted X, Georgia, Ariat, and many more. There's so many styles, colors, and fits available, you might need a hand picking out your favorites. Luckily, Frontier's knowledgeable sales staff will cheerfully assist you with any questions you have and ensure the proper fit of your new boots. Frontier also has an amazing selection of jeans and shirts by Wrangler, Ariat, and Carhartt, as well as a fully stocked women's boutique department with thousands of tops and dresses at unbelievable prices. New arrivals often. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated since 1967.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Right now, the world feels different as we stay apart to make sure we can safely come back together. Till then, there is something you can do without even leaving your home. Respond to the 2020 census online, by phone, or by mail. The census impacts where hundreds of billions in federal funding will go for things like hospitals, schools, and roads. Now is the time to go to 2020census.gov. It's as easy as it is important. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Augers, trenchers, blades, brooms, shredders, mulchers, hammers, compactors, planers, rollers, rakes. That's just a sample of the more than 100 attachments John Deere offers for skid steer and compact track loaders. The added versatility provided will help you win more jobs. And with the universal self-cleaning quick-tach system, you can switch from one type of attachment to another in no time flat. Your John Deere dealer can help you choose the right attachments to help you run your world. Visit johndeere.com/compact attachments to learn more.
Hello, heavy lifters, deal seekers, business owners, and one-man crews. Welcome to your local Cat dealer, Thompson Machinery, your home for Cat compact equipment and offers like 0% for 60 months and no payments for 90 days. Whether you're buying, renting, or looking for preventative maintenance, at Thompson Machinery, it all starts with hello. Visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport and be sure to ask about 0% for 60 months plus 90 days, no payments and no interest. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Club Car Personal Transportation Vehicles offer quality dynamic power options with a completely customizable design engineered to fit your every adventure. Now's the time to take advantage of special financing and cash discounts with $500 to $1,500 off select in-stock models through May 31st. Contact Lads and find the club car that's right for you.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Lads, up your life.
Now is my time.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Everybody rock with me because I'm up now. Took your girl and I'm scoring like I made the touchdown. Swerving in a Lambo.
Memphis and Arkansas State going to play eight times.
Let's go.
Times. Get excited over the next 10 years.
Some people are pumped up about
it. How do you feel about that? 535-3776-535-ESPN. I am not a fan of it.
See, you don't remember.
I think it's excessive.
You don't remember when we used to call it the paint bucket bowl.
I have moved on.
You don't give a damn about the paint bucket bowl.
I care about the cotton bowl.
Can I tell you about the all-time series Memphis leads?
Don't care.
58 meetings total. Don't care.
Don't care. Man. Well, they'll add eight more to the record books.
I hope we got an Arkansas State fan or two.
Oh, I know we got a couple.
Tell you something about something.
I'm open to hearing. Yes. I'm okay. Unlike some, I am always open to the other side. Let's see what people think. Do you like the series? Do you hate the series?
You got to do it.
Let's go to Ross. Ross, you're on.
What's going on, fellas? Yeah, the series, all right. We crush them every single year, so it don't matter anyway. But what they want to say, man, Ryan Silverfield, we are three defensive tackles away from being a perennial top 15 team.
Oh, wow.
And what we got to do, we got to hit those Mississippi JUCOs. We get 3, 6, 5, 300-pounders, we'll be in the top 15 every year, fellas. What y'all think about that?
Sounds strong. You sound like a man that's going to pay that ticket and make that drive down to Jonesboro. Watch this thing.
Yeah, he does. 535-3776-535-ESPN.
Yeah, you cut him right on.
What do you, had the phone lines are blowing up. What do you think about Memphis, Arkansas State, the series?
Blowing up.
Dedrick, you're on.
Hey, first time, long time listener, first time caller.
Appreciate you, man.
Hey, I'm okay. I'm indifferent about the series. What I don't understand is, why can't Memphis schedule? I know we're not going to play the Floridas of the world, but why can't we play just name recognition schools? Not necessarily name brand, but like that Kansas and Duke series. People know who Kansas and Duke is. I don't know how bad they are, but at least people would show up and say, okay, we're playing Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't we play more Kansas's, Duke's, Illinois, Wake Forest's? You know, some of those schools,
yeah.
You know, at least they have names.
Well, I think that
and a Power Five affiliation.
Well, the problem there, and I hear what you're saying.
I hear them too.
The problem is, I don't think for those teams, there's just no connection to Memphis, right? And vice versa, like they just don't. There's no regional, you know, tie. There's no, you know, obvious connection. I mean, that's for them. It's just like it's just kind of random to play Memphis. And by the way, like Memphis would probably be favored against the majority of those teams next year.
You're also you're banking. I realize that too. But to your point, I think Memphis fans too can tell. Even if it is a Kansas or a Syracuse or a Duke, you can tell yourself, well, I beat a Power Five team, right? And this is
right.
You know, it's
and just a normal person. Like my wife has never heard of North Texas. But she at least heard of Kansas. So when I say, hey, we're about to go play Kansas, she get excited for it because that's a name she's heard of before.
Yeah.
So I didn't understand why we can't play at least a lower level They can suck. But at least have a name. But I don't understand why we can't play more of those, schedule more of those schools.
Hey,
but,
Dedrick, appreciate the call, man.
You're not going to get a four-year package with them.
No,
two. The best you're going to do is two. And it's to John's point, their investment in you is what you're hoping on. And in some of these cases, they're probably thinking, well, you're going.
Well, see, like, I have
the
no
scrub
problem.
Ones are thinking, okay, they're just going to come in here and club us.
I have no problem with the Arkansas series that they scheduled. Two for one. They're only getting one home game out of it. They're going there
and
twice.
And you're also getting paid.
And I know those are probably hard to get, but man, I would be so open to those.
That's why you do two for ones. It's because it's so hard getting folks to play you head up now.
Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on.
Hey, guys. I think we have a battle of perception versus reality when we see this. Let's just take the – and this is talking not about the chasm that exists between the P5 and the G5, but the on-the-field product. We saw Louisiana Tech, to your point, destroyed Miami in a bowl game. So regularly the G5 competes against the P5 as far as on-the-field, but it's the perception. A lot of viewers they lack nuance, whereas they see, the 2-10 Purdue team is more attractive than, let's take Arkansas State.
Right.
Under Blake Anderson, they had Malzahn, Freeze, forgive me, I'm forgetting the third, Brian Harsin, who's now at Boise State.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For years, they've been a 7-8-9 win team. I get excited when I see matchups like Arkansas State, Boise State, Memphis versus Louisiana Tech. But I think to most viewers, unfortunately, I think the reality is they do like nuance and they don't get as excited. And point in case would be we can always fill up the stadium for Ole Miss. Granted, there's going to be some Ole Miss fans. But for Cincinnati, a much better team last year than Ole Miss, with a lot more on the line, we had about 60% of the amount of fans we had in the stadium as opposed to Ole Miss. I think we could do better, and you don't want to lock yourself into being one-for-one with Troy, because then that kind of sets that perception. I'd be okay with Troy if we got two home and one road, but let's just not match up
exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The AAC is clearly the best. It's almost like you got the P5, then the AAC, half a step, full step behind the Mountain West, and then there's a huge drop-off to the other three. So let's be who we are. We're a great AAC team. We're striving to get to the P5. Do not do home-and-homes with UTSA and Troy. Strive for bigger. Get the best you can get.
Joe, thanks for the call. So I want to talk about that point really quickly, Jason, because here is my fundamental issue with playing Arkansas State as often as Memphis is playing Arkansas State. Arkansas State is not bad enough to where you can play them every year and know you're going to just destroy them.
Agreed.
But they're not good enough.
Well, again, you got to sell tickets.
But they're not good enough to where it's actually a game that's a marquee game.
That makes even a mark nationally. Unless you're talking about a couple of undefeateds running into each other.
Stars aligning type of stuff.
They got to be hoping it hits.
Like Memphis SMU this past year.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
SMU,
we got exposed, right?
And again, even then, are you going to get game day to come?
No.
Probably not.
So, I would rather just, if I have to schedule home and homes, I would rather do it with a crap team that I know I'm just going to beat, you know? Like a regional team that's bad that I know I'm going to beat, and I don't have to ever worry about stubbing my toe, you know? And my worry with Arkansas State is if you play eight games, like Memphis probably going to lose three. You know what I mean? Like, and that's
yeah, they ain't gonna lose three. Not with where they're at now.
Maybe not.
Different time than 5 years. Last time they met, 2013. You said Arkansas State's won four out of the last six. It was a different time then. But to your point, don't want to. You run the risk of it derailing what you've been hoping for the last couple of seasons, right? Is a spot next to the big boys.
Right.
That you lose that losing to Arkansas State. It's the same thing. For Ole Miss, I understand it. At one point, with where you guys were, it's the same thing for Tennessee not wanting to play Memphis at one point when they were good, right? And Memphis at that point it's a different story because Memphis is good. And to the same point that you're saying about losing 3 out of 8 to Arkansas State, Tennessee might feel that way right now about Memphis with where they are, where they're trying to get back to.
Right.
It's the way they felt. Yep. Right? And you run the risk of that now. It's the same thing.
Let's go to – I know my man Chris is an Arkansas State alum. He wants to get in a word.
We need to hear it.
Chris, you're on.
Hey, what's up, fellas? This is Chris Ivey, 2001 Arkansas State alum. Man, y'all being super disrespectful of the school this morning, man.
Okay, let's hear it.
Disrespectful?
Man, what's going on, y'all? First said Appalachian State will be a better team before you got for Memphis to play. Y'all didn't know the Indians, man. It's just disrespect. Y'all got to do better than that, man.
Oh, we knew they're Indians, but right, we were trying to respect the name change as well. We were trying
well,
to
I'm
go
sorry.
Back.
I didn't. I thought maybe y'all were just a little bit more creative than just Indians.
App State has been good over the last 5 years, a little bit better than y'all.
Is it that Memphis is scared to play Arkansas State, or what is it?
Well, it's just like
John just said, we'd lose 3 out of 8, so it sounds like he is scared.
You guys are a solid program.
And that's the question, is what does Memphis gain by beating y'all at that point? I think that's the question we're asking. They run a big risk of losing to you, which they could. What do they gain by beating you?
What do we gain by beating Memphis?
Oh, Memphis is a top 25 program.
This ain't the paint bucket
bowl,
brother.
What are you talking about now? You know that's ridiculous.
John, go NWO.
What do we gain from beating Memphis?
Memphis was in the Cotton Bowl last year, Chris. They're a top 25 team.
Did you hear the song Cotton Bowl?
Memphis puts multiple NFL players in the league every year. What are we talking about? Come on now.
Listen, man, I live in Memphis. We've been in the Cotton Bowl only 1 year, man. Don't get the big head.
Hey, that's
the head has gotten bigger.
That's a hell of a thing to do, though. It's a hell of a thing to be in the Cotton Bowl, all right? But listen.
I appreciate it,
okay, Chris, appreciate it.
I appreciate your call, brother.
Come on now. There's a lot.
He couldn't give you and say, what is it? See, they still feel like they're that squad, right, that's going to come in here and win four out of eight?
They're stuck in the 2000s like you are stuck in the 80s. Like they haven't left.
Me watching Goonies.
They haven't left,
yeah,
man.
Okay,
they still think they can run the table with me. I mean, they think Hugh Freeze is still at Arkansas State.
They're dialing it up.
You know what Hugh Freeze did to Larry Porter? I don't blame him. 47-3. You remember? I was there.
Oh, September 10th, 2011. I'm looking dead at it.
I was there, okay? It was horrible. It was embarrassing.
What, you were in the press box?
Yes.
You in the press box?
Yes.
Was it silent in there? Were they cheering in there? Still in Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Yeah, I can't remember the environment.
I bet you it might have slick been cheering.
I remember the...
Or maybe it was old hat at that point, because they were beating Memphis up pretty good
well,
at that point.
Dude, I mean, it was like one of those games where it's like fire RC.
Oh.
I mean, that's how bad it was for hiring Larry Porter and passing on Hugh Freeze.
Last few years.
Let's go to Jawa. Jawa, you're on.
What's up, my guys?
What's up, brother?
It always goes back to Larry Porter. I always go back to Larry Porter. But playing Arkansas State is like calling your ex during a pandemic.
Man, stop.
Yeah, it is.
But you still flushed that one out. I need to hear this.
He said it's like calling your ex up during the pandemic and going back to the old. Now, she still looks kind of good. She's been winning a little.
What does the pandemic have to do with anything?
Yeah, it's like.
Going back to that old. Because you can't get any new.
You don't have to go back to the past to get you some. You know, there's a few who will let you, tap it now and then. This is terrible. I feel like this is terrible for the program.
That might have been better than your jersey analogy, actually. It might have been pretty decent.
Jonesboro, a bunch of big eye flies. That's about it. I won't go to Jonesboro.
Man, Jonesboro's tough. I know it's tough. It's come a long way, but it's still tough. It's still tough.
I'd rather play Rhodes.
Man, get out of here.
It's cheap. It's cheap. Thanks for the call.
You get more out of it playing Rhodes. Y'all
yes.
need to stop, man.
Yes. Let's go
Rhodes
to
would love that game.
Thomas, you're on.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
What's up, man?
Hey, so I just wanted to comment on the aspect of I've heard people try to analogize the Memphis-Arkansas State series to the old Memphis series. Mm-hmm. But I think there's one big difference that hasn't been spoken on. At least when Ole Miss – with them being in the SEC West, they have, all these major games on their schedule. They're looking for a rest game, a break game, when they gave Memphis the opportunity. However, with Memphis, if Memphis plays Arkansas State, that's one more opportunity of a game where they could have raised their national profile. And so I don't think it's a fair analogy for on the side of Memphis. And I also say even more recently, when Memphis has been good, I know Ole Miss didn't bargain for the loss, but at least they can say they lost to a top 20 team if all else fails. And I don't think Arkansas State would provide the same for Memphis.
Yeah. Hey, Thomas, appreciate the call. I mean, listen.
Memphis is open there at that level.
In a perfect world, yes, they would use this slot for a team that's going to raise their national profile. I guess the real question is, is there a team out there that's willing to, that's willing to schedule Memphis in a home-and-home situation to where they could do that? I don't know. Perhaps Arkansas State – They're smart over there. perhaps Arkansas State is you know, the best they could do. I mean, given the circumstances, I don't know. I mean, when you take into cost, everything like that, it's a good question. Let's go to John. John, you're on.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Appreciate you, man.
Guess I got a little personal interest in this. My nephew and his best friend graduated from Lausanne this year, and they're going to be playing ball for Arkansas State next 4 years.
Oh, football.
Yep.
Okay, well, it worked out for you.
Yeah, so save me a little drive time and actually buy some tickets to help Phillips Libertyville when they come over and play.
There you go. Well, what do you think about the – I mean, obviously you have, like you said,
that'll
some skin in the game.
To it.
But what do you think about the merits of it?
Well, I think it's good for Arkansas State because they will pull players from Memphis.
Exactly.
You know, so
it's great for Arkansas State. Let's not mince words. This is
with
awesome
where Memphis
for them.
Is right now.
Yep. So,
but what about for like the side of, because there's two sides. It's a home and home. What's in it for Memphis?
That's the question. You know, versus I'm a Mississippi State fan. So, you know, I can see the merits of them playing, you know, Ole Miss or State
right.
for a bigger draw, on a bigger stage.
Yeah.
So, you know, that is a question. But there again, it's like I said, that's the challenge that Memphis faces. They're in between right now.
They are.
They're a growing program, but they're not there yet.
Yep. Hey, John, man, we appreciate the call. Thank you. I mean, it's true. I mean, it's, you know, it's what makes
Memphis
it difficult.
Game?
Let's go to Brennan. Brennan, you're on.
Got to say, I love the series. How many other programs do we have within an hour driving range? And let's be honest, Arkansas State is the premier football program in the state of Arkansas. Arkansas cannot hold a candle
that
to
part
Arkansas.
Is true.
I mean, you're exactly right. You are right that right now Arkansas State is the program right now in the state of Arkansas. That's
right.
True.
And if you want to compare them to like La Tech, who is the other one? Appalachian State. We don't know how good that they'll be in 5 years. I mean, we don't know how good Arkansas State will be in 5 years. So I think if you hold them on a similar comparison, I think this is about as good as we can schedule right now.
Maybe so. Brennan, appreciate the call, man. It's a lot. It's just a lot. It's all I'm saying. Like,
I get it because you've had some success there in terms of the rivalry that you take. Okay, and what it's going to cost us, this makes more sense. It's safer, all that. But at this point, you know, you just wonder, can Memphis afford to go out there and you know, shoot for a little bit higher? Again, because where I agree with you, with everything, Arkansas State stands to gain more, clearly. Clearly, there's no question about it. And you've locked yourself in now with that chance to give them more each year. And look, it's a program, let's face it, give them the respect. They could come in here and win 3 out of 8. Could be, you know, you play them 8 times, they could win 3, possibly. But I don't think Memphis was in much of a position to gamble big here over the next few years. It had to lock in something. And I guess this is a, you know, you hope the paint bucket bowl can get going again, man.
The paint bucket bowl.
Bring it back out. Did you know how that started?
No.
Just because they wanted to make a sign out of some buckets and some paint. Real basic Jonesboro and Memphis type stuff right there, bro.
Wow.
But that's how we did it.
Let's not
shame it now because it's part of our history.
It is.
We've raised the level. You're hoping Arkansas State's going to come meet you. 4 out of 6 they've won last. You got something to prove, John. So you better get hype about it, brother. It ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, it's like learning about fire, you know, the paint bucket bowl. It's like, oh, we're going to use paint.
It's unfortunate. For me, it's different. You got, Memphis kids down there. Not the same as, like, Memphis kids when they're at Arkansas in basketball or at Ole Miss and you see the, I don't know. That said, yes, Arkansas State wants to recruit Memphis. You're open. Come on in. Especially, you're going to beat them 4 out of 6. All this talent here. That said, you know, again, I realize they're in between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah. All right, we will come back. When we come back, Horseshoe Tunica is open. The casinos down there are open and running. And we got a man on the scene.
Yes.
We got a man on the scene. Anderson Myers is going to join us when we come back. He's a listener to the show, and he's made the journey down there. And we're gonna get his
set
view.
The scene.
Yeah. What does it look like down there? Are there a ton of people? Are you what are you doing down there? We'll get into all of that when we come back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
The Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m.
Yeah, what a pleasure it is to bring back my friend Andy Dolt.
These circumstances that we're living through now, if you listen to the medical professionals, it's not just going away where a giant green light comes out and says, okay, go back to doing what you've done.
92.9 is helping Memphis stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
Doctor's log, hell date 2020. Right now, health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak. Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, the world feels different as we stay apart to make sure we can safely come back together. Till then, there is something you can do without even leaving your home. Respond to the 2020 census online, by phone, or by mail. The census impacts where hundreds of billions in federal funding will go for things like hospitals, schools, and roads. Now is the time to go to 2020census.gov. It's as easy as it is important. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Augers, trenchers, blades, brooms, shredders, mulchers, hammers, compactors, planers, rollers, rakes. That's just a sample of the more than 100 attachments John Deere offers for skid steer and compact track loaders. The added versatility provided will help you win more jobs. And with the universal self-cleaning QuickTatch system, you can switch from one type of attachment to another in no time flat. Your John Deere dealer can help you choose the right attachments to help you run your world. Visit johndeere.com/compactattachments to learn more.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Little Phil Collins for your Thursday before your Memorial Day weekend. Another day in paradise, which is every day that Jason wakes up in. It's another day in paradise. It's paradise in Tunica, Mississippi, because casinos are open once again. Anderson Myers is our man on the street, our man about town. He's down there. Anderson, what do you see? What's the scene? What's it look like?
It's pretty... Well, there's a lot of old people, so you'll fit right in, John Martin.
Okay.
Are they wearing masks?
Some people are, some aren't. I'm not. I don't really care. I'm not. But my game of choice is blackjack. A lot of slots going on. It's three people to a blackjack table, I think, four at the craps table.
Oh, so they are having craps.
Yeah, they got a craps table was going. They got a waiting list also.
How are they doing that though? Are people not worried about the dice?
I mean, they make you sanitize your hands before you grab the dice.
Every time.
No. I don't think every time. I think just once.
Right. Right.
If the dice are that nasty, you need to stay home.
Well, yeah, because you're there at the table. You know, what's the point of sanitizing every time?
They're not touching them in between time. No one else is touching the dice in between time. They're wrecking them. They're bringing them back to you.
Yes. You know, dice get handed to you with the stick, Jason. I know you're not a gambler, but yeah, mm-hmm. You're the only one touching the dice.
I can envision it, though. I'm with it. I'm still on the same page.
Yeah. Okay, so, go ahead.
Money's disgusting anyway, so coronavirus probably already on it. So.
Well, and did you see
I have been at a blackjack table or two. Let's not act like I'm
you're a blackjack man.
No, not anymore.
You were. There was a report from the CDC today that said that coronavirus does not actually spread easily on objects and surfaces.
In terms of contact.
Yeah. So maybe there's less reason to freak out about touching things.
I figure the dealers all got gloves on as well, too, gloves and masks.
The dealers have gloves and masks, and I was playing blackjack. It's only three to a table, and there's big pieces of plexiglass between each person.
Oh, wow.
So big, like they were soundproof, like we couldn't even hear each other sometimes, you know.
So, that's
different.
And that makes it tough because, like, you might want to talk to your neighbor, you know, and maybe Lynn.
Yeah, tell them don't take that call.
Right. So how do you do that?
People be hitting on 12 and stuff. Like, you knock on the glass and say don't hit that 12.
Already adjusted, man, to the new life.
And can you see their cards?
Yeah, you can still see their cards. Yeah. It's not that. It's elevated off the ground a couple feet. And you know, you can see the dealing, you can see everybody beside you, but there's only three at the table. So
okay. What about the sports book? Is it different?
The casino I went to actually this morning was Fitzgerald. I only got to give a shout out to Chris. He wasn't talking about it, but yeah, the sports book is completely different. Only thing they were showing was the Korean baseball.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
There ain't hardly much to do
on right now. Yeah. I believe they do NASCAR races and UFC fights.
Yep,
but I don't think you need cheats for those. But you may need them for NASCAR races because the pluses and minuses are so high.
Right.
There's so many drivers.
Well, you could do that stuff digitally. Like, you could just go up to, like, I know at Horseshoe they have, like, a kiosk, you know? Like, you could just...
In UFC, it's only 10 fighters per, you know, per fight. They only think I do main cards.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty simple. If you know who you want, you can just bet on that fighter.
And so you're comfortable enough, you're not wearing a mask, or are you wearing a mask?
I'm not wearing nothing.
And you feel, right. Yeah, I mean, if you got no mask on, you feel good. I mean, you feel great. You're just out of here.
I survived Memphis. I'll be all right. Corona can take me out. I'll be fine.
Now, let me ask you this. I asked that to ask you this. Are you getting looks from folks that do have masks on? Jeff's talked about that a little bit. We haven't touched on it as much, but are you getting judged by folks that have masks? And again, this is happening everywhere, not just at casinos, or people being, or you know, minding their own business, not worried about you and what you're doing, what you got on.
Everybody's minding their own business. You got to think.
Everybody down there to gamble.
Slots. I'm the youngest person down there, and I'm in my 30s. So.
Does it feel, you know, a lot of this right over the next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.